were you about to say?
But I've seen this episode. I've seen literally this episode.
I'm sorry,
she did say, though, to be fair. Okay. That was obviously a while ago, and she hasn't talked to her in years. So hopefully, if that was true, that she has grown since then. She also said that she heard she had a baby and thinks she will be a lovely mother. So, hey, listen, we all have bad days. It sucks someone just says something about you and make people believe it, but who knows? Hopefully she's better off now if that is true. So comedian Howie Mandel was rushed to the hospital.
So you're not a morning person?
In LA yesterday.
Sorry? So you say you're not a morning person?
And friends, and suddenly passed out. It was pretty scary. He fell over and was laid out on a cement bench. Paramedics were called and he was rushed to a nearby hospital. I got a painting from Ramona Hussle, which I found out after they were in a bunch of tests.
Gotcha.
And obviously that means that people will be okay. But yes, he was scary.
That was actually a very good approach in how they handled that. Habit. I usually try to put everything in the same place so I know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while I'll move things to make sure that I remember where it is and I'll forget where I put it. You know, especially if it's been a couple days and I don't need it.
Uh-huh.
I'll do that and I'll forget where I put it. And it's like, oh wow, where is this? You know? Then it'll hit on me like, no, you moved it here. It's like, oh wow. But after I've looked for it for now like an hour, trying to find out where I put it, thinking it's lost. Yeah. things off the thing, you know? Especially nowadays, so much going on. It's like, you know, you're trying to remember everything, to do everything. It's like the little small stuff. A lot of times will fall through the cracks. Everybody would be happy when all of this is over with, or some kind of, you know, whatever, to get it close to feeling like a little bit of normalcy, you know? Start, right?
This is a good sign.
Exactly. Yeah, my cousin had taken the Johnson. I took him to take the Johnson & Johnson. And he said he could feel it, you know, but I don't think he had any really, you know, major side effects of it, you know, because that was a couple months ago, and, you know, people were still skeptical about the Johnson & Johnson because so many people had adverse reactions to it, so. Okay, so I guess it goes all right. But with these things, you just don't know, because it's just so many different factors to everything.
And I'm guessing he's still alive.
He is still alive, yes.
It
did work. It did work, yes. Exactly. No, I did not. I'm going to get one. Well, I'm going to probably take the Moderna very soon. Moderna is two shots. Two doses. The Johnson & Johnson is the one shot. Yeah, the Moderna is like the Pfizer. Exactly.
That's the one that I got. Okay. Champion sweatshirt.
Johnson & Johnson, everyone was sort of concerned about, because it's one shot, so it means it's a lot stronger. And so I think that's, you know, that might have been the reason why for some people it had such a reverse reaction because it's so strong, you know, with only being one shot. But, it's still on the market, so I guess people are still taking it. I guess they're going back and forth whether or not they're going to approve a booster for the Johnson & Johnson or not, so it'd be interesting to see, but, yeah. It's, hopefully these next couple months pass, things start getting a little bit back better, you know, in terms of, less people getting it, and, you know, hopefully things are getting back to somewhat of normal. Somewhat, you know, at least. People can feel a bit more comfort, you know? definitely everybody be happy about that.
This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples Connect has innovative tech and tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Right now, Apple AirPods Pro are only
$50.
Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Instant 16 and 2 while supplies last. Staples Connect, the working and learning store.
Write things down a lot, like take notes and things.
I should have been better at it because I was an adjunct for a bit of a long time.
Okay.
But I attacked to comprehensive around notes people.
Okay.
And I really didn't know how to articulate that without sounding incompetent.
Okay.
And then later on I realized, I used to record like work meetings and then I would just do the notes from there.
Okay.
It was a nonprofit, so they didn't really care about that. So
okay.
When I went to the work for real estate company, they're like, yeah, we can't record meetings. And I'm like, oh. And I just didn't get good at taking notes.
Gotcha.
I'm like, no one reads these things anyways.
Right. Right.
They're going to be like, oh my God, Ashley, you need the notes for this working session.
Right.
No one cares.
Right.
So, yeah, in that regard, it was already there.
Okay.
But my therapist was telling me that I need to write stuff down. And I think he's right.
But that's what I was going to say. It probably would help you to remember, like, you know, things you got to do, just write them down. That way you keep track of what you remind yourself what you have to do so you don't forget. Because I always find that sometimes good, because with so many different things, you have to do so many different things, and, you know, then something else will come in and throw you all off of your plan. Sometimes it'd be good to have notes. Like, oh, yeah, I forgot to do that. I got to do this, you know. It'll just help you to stay a little bit more on track, you know. Yep. It's hard, but you know, it's, you gotta sometimes use those little tricks to help yourself out, you know? I'm not as strong, you know. I really don't have an opinion on it totally. At the same time, I'm not really, you know, a strong advocate, you know, oh yes, they have to do this, or yes, you know, I'm not that person either. You know, everybody has the right to live their lives, but am I going to go out and boycott businesses because they don't support the LGBTQ community? No, I'm not, you know. So, yeah. What about yourself?
So, I kind of feel like I have to be an advocate for them, but they're going to be mad at me because I'm like, I like being a girl. Like, you know, I can have babies, I've got a womb, like that kind of stuff. And I feel like they'd be mad at me for that because they're like, well, you can't be confident in that. We're not confident in that. And I'm like, oh.
Well, you know, I think it goes back to, everybody has a choice in life. Everybody has, like, you know, you who you are, like, just like you're a woman, you have a womb, you're different things, you know. You are who you are, just like I am who I am, you know. But in terms of, you know, that particular lifestyle or who they are or whatever they are, you know, you can't force that onto somebody else. Everybody has the right to make their own choices. Everybody has the right to have their own opinions. Everybody has the right to live their own lives. And I think it would, in terms of their agenda, is to normalize everything that they do. However, you have to be very careful, because in so doing, you can infringe on somebody else's rights, opinions, and things of that nature as well, because you know, one person may, you know, be okay with that, but somebody else may not be okay with that. You know, they may be okay with that in terms of like, oh, you know, this is John. John's a nice guy, whatever, it's like that. But they may not be so supportive of John's lifestyle sometimes, and, you know, because what comes, you know, what all sometimes comes with that, you know what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that you just have to be careful, you know, because in so much pushing for them pushing for acceptance, they can go a little bit overboard because they want everybody to support that, but
yeah.
I mean, that's not fair to require, you know, that's not fair in some respects for them to, you know, want that to happen, because everybody's not going to be comfortable with that, you know? But you know what? You should not feel bad in that, because you were born a woman. You were born. God bless you to be able to be born the way you were born, to be able to have, you know, babies, be able to do what you're able to do. You know, and that's not a knock on you. That's the way God made you to be, and that's the way things are supposed to be. In terms of, you know, there's always a controversy that with, you know, them, they were born that way. Well, me personally, I'm more of a religious person. I don't believe that. You know, I believe that, you know, there's other things, other forces in play where, you know, they might have been abused when they were little or whatever. And sometimes when people are abused when they're, you know, they're smaller, that can affect how they grow up, you know? Just like, you know, now, I have a strong opinion about, they sometimes will allow drag queens, I've heard, you know, some people tell me this, will allow drag queens to go into kindergarten classes and read books to the kids. And I don't think that's really appropriate, you know what I'm saying? Because little kids are so impressionable, you know what I mean? Exactly.
It almost seems like the forced dogma. Like, you know, they're not allowed to teach about creationism in school, but you're sort of forcing your beliefs of, you know,
yes,
being transgendered on these children before they have the
wherewithal
to decide, you know what, I take pride in being a young man.
And that shouldn't be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I say you have to be very careful. You shouldn't feel bad about that or feel that you have to support them, because, you know, everybody has the right to be who they are, who they feel. And
yeah.
And the thing about it is the environment they're trying to create is trying to make people feel guilty about supporting them, and they should be allowed to do this and they should be allowed to do that. And I'm not saying they can't live their own lives and everything. They should be able to live their lives. But they shouldn't force their lives, they shouldn't force everybody to accept them of how they want to live their lives. Just like they can't, everybody should not be able to force, you know, their lifestyles on somebody else. You know? I think it's the same thing, and I think that's where sometimes they go overboard with that, and, you know, in terms of all the things that you see now that they're trying to push to get people to accept them. You know, they're trying to get people to accept them as if they're just a normal family, you know, just as as growing up, you know, mother, father, kids, and everything else. And that's never been, but they're trying to get that to be accepted nowadays. So therefore, it just be, you know, any kids in grammar school, you know, you're sixth grade and you're saying that you're gay. You know what I'm saying? How do you know you haven't even, you're 12 or 13, you know what I'm saying? That you haven't lived life to know about that long enough. That's why I say sometimes.
Like, they haven't dated, they don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't know what you like. You haven't been around long enough, you know? Exactly. And so that's where I think, you know, they're trying to get to the kids smaller and smaller. So therefore, as they grow up, it's normal to them. And, you know, that shouldn't be. You know, they shouldn't have to be exposed to different things that they haven't had opportunity to live life to make those own decisions. Exactly.
But then it's like, okay, well, you don't want to be like everyone else. You want special treatment.
Well, that's exactly, and that's what's happening. They want special treatment. They want to be treated, you know, as if everything's hunky-dory, and this is not how life is, and that shouldn't be, it shouldn't be forced on everybody to feel that way, you know, or to have to accept them, you know?
And then that would kind of scare me, because it's like, you know, how much special treatment do they want? Do you want, like, to dress up as a woman so that men will open doors for you?
Exactly. Well,
that would be kind of creepy.
That happens.
And it's like, I saw that one time with my dad, like when we were younger, when I was in there, I forget where we were going. He was checking out some girl, and he was single, so it was fine. But I noticed that she was a drag queen, so I was like, Dad, that's a drag queen. And he's like, oh.
Exactly.
But he didn't know. He honestly thought that it was a young girl.
Exactly.
And he would have been so mad if he went and like started chatting her up just to find out.
Exactly.
It's so sensitive. It's like, how do you even address that without sounding like a jerk?
Exactly. Look, you know, I remember this situation some years ago. I was out with some of my friends, and we were at a club, and there was this chick, and, you know, a little short dress on, and she was dancing on these guys, you know, bending over dancing on these guys and everything. And I, you know, me and my buddy looking like, it's like, and then I think she said something, and his man's voice comes out, you know what I'm saying? And so toward the end of the night, she's walking out with this guy hand in hand, and we're looking, and he's drunk. You can tell he's sort of drunk. He just, you know, he's drunk. So we sort of grabbed him like, you know that's a guy, right? You know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, he was petrified in the face when we told him, you know,
yeah.
Because he didn't know, you know?
If he could have a safety word, he would have.
Yes, exactly, you know?
I was like, why would you guys let that happen?
Exactly, you know, exactly.
Dramatic for him.
Yeah, you know, exactly, you know, and it's like,
that's not fair.
No, it's not, you know, but, again, that you know, you cross those lines, and, you know, it's like, they want to be accepted, but it's like, no, I mean, you gotta understand, that's the lifestyle you choose to live, that's the lifestyle you choose to live, but you shouldn't expect everybody to be accepting of that just because that's the lifestyle that you chose to live, you know?
And I think that it gets a little bit like, it's so politically incorrect,
mm-hmm.
especially when you start talking about martial arts, right? And
mm-hmm.
so if you have this transgender person who, you know, is dressed up like a woman but was born a man, and then he gets into a match with a woman that was born a woman, how is that fair?
Right. Yes. Exactly.
But you don't want to say anything because that's not, you know,
yep.
Correct.
Very true.
And that's just another way of having, like,
Yes.
That they don't consider that we've all been considering for years.
Yep.
It's like, welcome to society.
Exactly.
And it's just not fair for you
to treat. No, no, it's not, you know. Not at all.
I'm not going to be saying that because I don't even like the fact that I'm old. But right. Somebody else can say that.
No, true. But, you know, to your point, you shouldn't feel any kind of way about being a natural woman able to have kids and things of that nature. You shouldn't be, because that is the way God made you, that is the way God blessed you to be, and so therefore, that's who you are. You know, plain and simple, you know? And exactly, that is not, you know, a knock on you, nor should you feel bad about that, you know?
I swear.
You obviously are a woman, you know, I don't think anybody has to worry about that, you know, right, you know, but, you know, there are those that, you know, that would, you know, that you do question, you know, but I don't think you should feel any kind of way or have to do anything out of your way. You just who you are, you know, and that's what you just have to realize and be confident that, you know, and you can't worry about, think about this, you can't worry a lot of times, we do as humans, but can't worry about everybody else, how everybody else thinks or feels to a certain extent, you know, especially those who care about the course, but outside everybody else, because you don't know where their head is or what they're thinking, you know, or what their motives are, you know, and because of that, you can't be so concerned about that, because it'll distract you from you living your life and what you're trying to do, and the goals you're trying to set for yourself, you know, so those are just things that you have to consider, because, there's so much going on in life, you know, nowadays that, you know, you don't need to take on any extra problems that you don't need.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Step one, find my damn keys.
Right, exactly.
I'm on that.
Exactly.
That's the level I'm on.
Right, exactly, you know.
I do that consistently, I'll get plants. And then after plants, I'll get a dog. Mm-hmm. And then I'll think about
it. Right, right, you know. A dog would be a very good practice, you know?
They're so adorable. I saw this one video, I think it was on TikTok, where it was like these guys were working on a house and they had the frame on the door but not the glass. Mm-hmm. And so they were telling the dog to come to him, but he kept on scratching at it thinking it was a glass door.
Oh,
and they're
wow.
Like, come on! And he's like, no, I can't!
That's funny. That's hilarious.
And then, like, they opened the door for him to walk out and he's like, phew!
That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh,
show you how much sense the dog had.
I'm sorry?
Shows you how much sense the dog had, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're gonna try to get me to walk through a door? No, I'm not doing that.
The other direction. And I was like, that's definitely me.
No, I have no parts of that, right?
I was like, I'm not falling for that.
Right.
So I was like, you fall to your too. I'm gonna walk this way.
Right. That's funny.
Oh my goodness.
That's funny. Sometimes you don't realize, you know, especially people seeing their kids, their own personalities is like, yeah, that's my kid, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh my goodness. And if you're not sick of all the stories, there might be one more where there was this mom and her daughter. And have you seen like the TikTok sensation of where they will speak with the voiceover of like someone that's a celebrity?
I heard about that, yeah.
And so she was doing that. And then
I've seen like that too. Cereal all over the face and milk and everything. That's hilarious. It is.
Do you have any pets?
No. I do want to get a dog soon. I haven't figured out what kind of dog I want though.
No,
probably medium or big. I can't deal with little small dogs. Yeah, it would probably be like a German Shepherd or something. I don't know, like those. Yes, they are. Yep.
It's almost to the point where if they were laying on the ground, you might think they're a rodent.
Right, you're right. That's true. Because the colors and everything. Yeah, you're right. You know what dog you would get?
Not because you said it, but a golden retriever.
Oh, wow.
I had one.
Did you want? Okay.
But I'd also get a border collie.
Okay.
My fiance wants to get a border collie because they're really smart.
Okay.
And I want a golden retriever because they're really sweet.
Yeah.
And maybe they can balance each other out.
Right.
The border collie is like, I'm going to do all the things. The golden retriever will be like, yeah, you do that.
Right. That is a lot of energy. Non-stop, sounds like.
Wonder why they're so tiny.
Right. That's funny. How long have you lived up in Rogers Park?
About 5 years.
You like it?
Yeah, it's not too bad. We were in Edgewater right before that. From like 20 people.
It does seem like it's a little bit more in Edgewater, you know, than I can see, because Edgewater has all the little restaurants and all those things right around, you know, off the blocks of the neighborhood and everything, so it's a lot to do with walking distance, it seems. remember streets and everything as I'm going through on these different trips, so I'm like, oh, this is where that street goes, okay. You know the back roads, because I used to go on down this road, because that'll take me to the expressway, but I've never come back from this way before. So I was like learning, not so much to people with GPS, I was learning how different ways to go, in case you get lost, you know. Your phone runs out of power. Thank you.
When I gave directions to my family's dad, we were going somewhere, and this is the last time he asked me to. And then he's like, okay, so I just went. I was like, well, you could go straight, but that would go into debt. And to me, in my mind, that was a viable option to tell him that, just so he knew all of his options.
Right. No, it's true.
And he just looked at me like, man. I didn't realize it until much later that that is a horrible way to give instructions on how to get somewhere. I'm so glad I'm not a driver. I was like, but okay, never mind. It's like, I don't care. It's like, if you understood my brain, you would realize that's logic. Oh my god.
That's funny. Thank you, I appreciate
it. Sporadic driving, which is what happened last time. The car that I had,
oh, really?
Is that she swerved because this person nearly hit us. Mm. And it was so scary, and I was like, I have to make sure to tell her thank you for getting here safely when I get home.
Right.
Because I nearly died.
Right.
And she wasn't very cognizant of the fact that my life was at risk.
You have to drive for yourself and everybody else when you're out here, because most of these people do not know how to drive at all.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Serious.
You really feel that they get their licenses out of Cracker Jack boxes or something, you know?
But I also feel like it's also a negative of just being a really good safe driver.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on her phone, and I get it, because I wasn't saying, hi, how are you doing? And I felt
thank you, I appreciate it.
You probably don't have any tickets whatsoever.
Well, I try not to at all.
You would look down on someone if they got a red light ticket.
No, I wouldn't. I know it happens, but I just try to make sure, because I don't like giving money away if I don't have to.
That makes sense. Because, why give away free revenue?
Exactly.
They already have enough taxes.
Exactly.
They red light tickets either.
Exactly. They don't need any extra money. So I was wondering why there was so much traffic, but it's a freight train up ahead. I see it now. What time is your appointment? Yeah.
And I'm like, what is he thinking about me?
Right, right. Trying to figure out his thoughts, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go and not wait around people I don't know just to scare myself.
Right, makes sense.
So I'm like, what do they think? And I don't have connections with everyone, so I can't just straight up a conversation and be like, oh, we've got the same interests.
Right.
Nobody can go to that store and not spend money.
No, they're going to try to get you, spray something, make you smell something,
yeah.
Rub something on you just so you spend some kind of money.
That's a nice little area.
This is Smiles or Display? I think this is Display. Yeah. It does. Very suburban.
Sorry?
Excuse me, I said it looks very suburban.
It's almost like a quieter life, huh?
Oh, much, definitely. Much slower pace, you know. Very different feel than the city, yes. It is. When you get out here, a little slower pace of life, you know, a different environment, suburban. Do your sessions normally last?
About an hour. She's really like good with time and everything. And I'm really grateful for her too because, you know, my former therapist, like, she was helpful, but you know, she really didn't do like the whole deep dive of going through trauma.
Okay.
She went through like rigorous schooling for her degree. And she has a PhD and everything.
start stressing yourself because, you know, you start worrying, and that's what, when you start stressing yourself and worrying, that's what actually sort of stops you from achieving everything you need to do, because the worry and stress comes in about, you know, everything instead of focusing on what's right in front of you, you know, or what's important, you know. So if you have to do several projects at the same time, which one is shorter, which one is the most, the one has to be done first, and that you have time to do all the other ones after, right after that, if that makes sense. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I'll be like, how am I going to get this done? I'm like, okay, wait a minute now, I know I can do this. Which one has to get done first? And, okay, it's like, okay, I'll try to do this and do that one. It's like, okay, now then things start turning and falling into place. Because once you start getting, you see yourself getting one thing done, it's like, okay, I know I can do it because I got that done. Now if I work on this, we'll do that, and, you know, everything. So it eventually falls into place, but when you start getting to doubt and stressing yourself, it's like nothing gets done, you know. Been there, done that myself, you know.
I think you would make a great dog.
You know what? I love kids and I love dogs. Most dogs like me, except the little ones. The little ones, I don't know what it is. Little dogs, they act like they want to tear me apart. But,
like, oh, here, we can play, and you're like, no.
Exactly. But most other dogs, they love me. That commercial for Liberty Mutual where the guy looks like his dog. He has blonde hair, poofy hair, and the dog has blonde poofy hair. They look alike. This goes something like, well, you know, when you look like somebody else, and it's like, he looks like his dog and the dog looks like him. Sounds like a good plan. Start off with.
Are you going to be looking up, you know, golden retrievers?
I'll probably be working this weekend.
Okay. I'm going to drive people safely from A to B.
Exactly. Yeah, we know what I'll be doing.
We're
going
to have a whole lot of stability.
The race.
Whether they like it or not.
Exactly.
You're not being in any kind of danger.
No. Not at all. Nobody. Don't have time for that. It is. Learning what?
Web development.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, I'm learning how to do the coding portion of it.
Like, okay.
Where you take a website and you make it look pretty. So I was like, yay!
Yes.
It's really creative. So I'm like, I know I'm not going to get bored.
Yeah, it does. That's pretty cool.
I just got to work on consistency of doing it every day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. I always thought those were real deers or elks over there until
yeah,
I looked at.
I was like, oh my god, people are gonna hunt them.
Right, exactly.
I'm gonna do a double take. You still have to do a double take.
No, they did. They look really real, yeah.
Like, you don't do any double. I'm like, wait, no. I go over there and, like, you know, put my hand in it. I'm like, okay, this is definitely metal.
Right. Right.
Take it home and be like, it's not real, folks.
Right.
Just a fake deer.
Right. Going is by the mall, isn't it? By Woodfield Mall?
I'm sorry?
Where you're going is by Woodfield Mall a little bit?
It could be.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
When I was, like, walking to the bus stop the other day.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not too far from here.
Yeah.
I think it's also by Simon Properties. Have you heard of that?
So, yeah, Simon Properties owns Woodfield Mall, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep,
there
yep.
You go.
Yep, yep. Only reason I remember, because I remember coming this way, and I remember this way, if I go straight down this way, it goes straight toward the mall. This is Higgins, I believe, and Higgins does pass by Woodfield Mall on some one of the streets or something of the sort, so I do remember that. Okay. the city. I live near High Park, so where the University of Chicago is. I live out over that way. Straight down Lakeshore Drive. It's over in this one over here. Okay. Go over here. Hopefully we have them connected, but I guess they don't. Exactly. Nobody opened out. So it's right here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, cool. Let me have the sign for me. It's gonna sign initial for me.